And joining us now is Washington head coach Mike Nabors. Coach, if you'd give a brief opening statement, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Hey, everybody. Hope everybody's ready to come to Seattle. Weather's a little bit overcast today. We had a little snow flurry yesterday, but hopefully that's going to be gone by the time everybody gets here.
And now we'll open it up for questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your first question is from Johnson Hawthorne, Daily Emerald.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Johnson.
Hey, just wanted to ask, you know, you have potentially Oregon or Arizona as a second-round matchup, and Sabrina Ionescu wasn't available for the Ducks when you saw them in Eugene. I know you're not a fan of that regional rivalry only happening once a year, but what do you make of the Ducks with Sabrina Ionescu back in the lineup?
They're hot, you know, playing really well. They've, you know, kind of hit their stride. You know, sometimes with freshmen, we had one on our team as well. Sometimes the days off end up helping them because they don't hit that freshman wall. And I think Oregon's playing really good, as is Arizona. So in that matchup, we'll be interesting to see who comes out of it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ann Schatz, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ann. How are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing, man?
Awesome.
Good. Okay, so now we, you know, it's so interesting to watch, you know, the onslaught of media attention for Kelsey's ridiculous weekend. I don't know if anybody saw 57 coming, but there it is. And in some respects, as you've articulated before, but perhaps you can again, the relief, if you will, or at least, you know, you're not encumbered then. She'll get nailed by all the media requests, but it's different now that the record is over. Is that correct? You can sigh a little bit of a, let's just move on and play basketball now?
Well, I think it's certainly there, and probably more so for her, just because the number of microphones that have been shoved in her face and cameras and stuff, which is all great, but it is now the ability just to get back in. She's focused anyway. It's not her. That kid's been able to focus through anything and everything. So I think just for in general, you know, we don't have to worry about any of that stuff when it's starting to be kind of almost one and done time. You know, and I think you have to have everybody 100% focused when it comes to that time of the year.
Your next question is from Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Hey there, folks.
Hey, Percy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Hey, do you think you guys have a sense of what it'll take to win this tournament after sort of coming so close last year?
Yeah, that definitely helped. You know, I think having it in your home city has advantages and has disadvantages. And I think now we've done it enough to navigate some of those disadvantages out of the way. And knowing what it takes to, you know, last year we were facing 4 in 4 days and this year 3 in 3 days is a little bit more, a little bit more doable. But I do know that this group understands that you don't get to play on Sunday if you don't win on Friday. So they'll be focused, but I do think last year's experience will certainly have its benefits.
And have you guys come off of the high of that game on Saturday, or is there still a bit of a I can't believe what happened type of a feeling?
No, I hope not. I hope nobody has. We haven't had a full practice yet, so I told them to enjoy it until we had a full practice. We did skill day today in small groups, so I said enjoy it till we have back a full practice because that building was electric. The fans were unbelievable, and you know. Still, you go back and you watch that little montage that our great sports information director, State Tracy Bodie, put together, and you see the clips of all the baskets. And I've been going back watching fan reactions, and it's not going to get old for a while.
Okay, Coach, that's all the time we have for you right now. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Thank you.